Mr. Steinmeier, I'm holding a deck of cards in my hand.
Good.
There are a number of people out there that probably you're doing the same. What do we do with them?
You know what? The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have you take 9 cards out of that deck, George. Just 9, not 8, not 10, just 9. And then put the rest
anyone's,
of
any 9 I want.
Any 9 at all, and that's what's going to make this interesting.
Okay.
And then put the rest of the deck aside.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, we're not going to use the rest of the deck. So you've got 9 right. cards in your hand.
9 cards in my hand.
And you can mix those up. And, of course, I don't have any idea what 9 cards those are because you just pulled them out of the deck. Here's what I want you to do. With them all squared up like that in a packet, I want you to look at the bottom card. Don't tell me what it is.
Look at the bottom card.
That's okay. The card that's facing out.
All right.
And, of course,
got it.
Everyone gets a different bottom card. You know, there as many people are out there, you know, they all are picking different cards.
If we end up picking the same card, I'm getting you voted in for president.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to try to hack into a password using a little ESP.
All right.
So I want you to take that packet, keep that card in the bottom, and now turn that packet face down, hold it in your hands, just like you were going to deal.
You got it.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you mix up the cards according to your own password. So I want you to think of a password, a word between 1 and 9 letters. Okay, and maybe it's a password that you use. Don't tell me what yours is, Georgia. Everyone thinks of their own password, a word less than 9 letters.
And what do we do with it?
Well, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you spell that word. Just don't do it yet, but I'm going to have you deal 1 card down for each letter as you spell it. So in other words, if you're thinking of the word dog, you deal 3 cards. You deal D-O-G, 1 card on top of the other, dealing them on the table in front of you.
Okay.
So I want you to do that now, spelling your password. Whatever number it comes
in my head. Ready?
You spell in your head and deal the cards.
Okay, for every letter, I put one down.
That's right. Go ahead and do that now. And everybody should do that. And when you're finished, you're still going to have some cards in your hand, I think.
Okay? What if you don't? What if you don't?
Well, if you've dealt them all, then you've had a really long password. But
what if I had a 9-letter password?
Well, so you just went through the whole thing.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. Fine.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So now if you have any cards left, drop them on top, okay?
All right.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have you mix the cards another way, and I'm going to do it by having you spell something. So I'm going to have you pick up the whole packet again, hold them face down.
All right.
And, of course, your card is mixed now, and it's shifted positions just according to whatever password you spelled.
Right.
And I don't know what that is. So I'm going to have you spell the word my. Deal M-Y, 2 cards down. M-Y.
Okay.
Drop the rest of the cards on top.
All right.
Now I want you to deal the word. I want you to spell the word password. P A S S W O R D.
Okay.
And you have 1 or 2 cards left in your hand. Drop those on top.
I've got 1 card left. Okay.
Drop it on top.
Okay.
Pick them all up again, and I'm going to have you spell one more short word, which is is. I S.
Okay.
And drop the rest of the cards on top.
Okay.
Okay. Now, of course, that time I had you mix those cards, and I knew what those words were. But now I'm going to have you do your password again. Okay,
right.
I want you to deal your password, whatever it is, however
many
letters
it is. All the cards down again. All right.
Face down, right in the pile, just as you did before, and whatever's left in your hand, drop it on top.
All right, here I go.
Okay.
All right,
and
done.
Of course, people have different passwords and different lengths, and because they're mixed like that, and because you've just dealt your password and you've just reconfirmed it, of course, you would think that I wouldn't be able to know where it is. But I'm going to now try and guess exactly where your card is. Instead of guessing, I'm going to tell you exactly.
I don't even know where it is.
Exactly. So hold the cards face down.
All right.
Don't move the position. Slide the top card off the packet.
All right.
The first face down card and turn it over.
All right.
And that's your card.
That's my card. That's it.
And the strange part, George, is that's everyone's card.
And they're all different.
They're all
probably
different. They're all different. So I think what you're going to find is that more people had that experience than just you with whatever your particular password was.
All right, there's some kind of mathematics behind.
Well, it's a
because
little
I
bit
noticed
of psychology
you,
and a little bit of deception.
Here's
and a little
the
bit
here's
of science.
The,
and a
here's
little
the deception. You didn't tell me what the card was.
No,
you don't. You didn't know what the card was.
Well, you started with 9 cards. I didn't know what they were.
You didn't know what they were.
So the best I can do, George, I'll have you mix them. Have you mix them up, and you mix them according to your formula, and we'll tell you exactly where those things are. And, of course, just when you think that a password can't be hacked, it can be hacked with just a little bit of ESP. Maybe it's ESP. Maybe it's a little bit of luck.